This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ Radio and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with Brent Grisham. He is the athletic director at Pleasant Plains High School, and we're speaking to him on Monday, November the 2nd. There was a Zoom meeting today involving athletic directors from around the state of Illinois and kind of an informal survey taking place in regards to will schools move forward and have a basketball season starting November the 16th? Brent Grisham, what did you find out today?
Well, basically, the IADA, which is our State Athletic Directors Association, has been having these Zoom meetings. Craig Anderson has been on several of them, and a lot of them have to do with, making sure that we're following the COVID guidelines and getting questions answered. But today, we were given a survey. There were 372 ADs on there, and we were given a survey basically asking, is your school going to play basketball this year? And so the results of that, basically only 9% of that group said yes, and you had 29% saying no, and then the majority, which was 62%, was unsure of their status for this season.
And the concern over those that are unsure, my understanding, involves liability and insurance. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I mean, that was mentioned in there, and, I don't know what schools voted which way. I don't know which schools, basically said it's an insurance issue for us, but that topic did come up, and I'm willing to believe that some schools out there have, spoke with their insurance companies, and, is kind of an issue a little bit.
What do you think these results mean in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I think that that group of unsure people, and that includes me right now, because I have a meeting on Wednesday with my superintendent and some of our administrators. So, for me to say yes or no, I can't really say until I have that meeting. And I would venture to say a lot of ADs are in that position where they need to sit down with their superintendent and they need to, digest this and figure out what they're going to do moving forward. So I don't think anybody should panic at this point thinking that 62% is a bad thing. I just think schools are, no pun intended, doing their homework, to try to figure out what to do moving forward. And, each superintendent's going to have to talk to, their, who insures them and what this looks like.
Well, and I know the one thing, we saw the back and forth last week, and I think most people that follow high school sports are well versed with what happened. But then you're kind of seeing now this week and even late last week where the Chicago Public League announced they're not going to play in the winter. They're going to follow basically the governor's guidelines and try to play in the spring. What kind of wrinkle do you think that has added in all of this?
Well, like Craig Anderson that question kind of came up today is, well, what happens if we only have a certain percentage of schools that can play? And his answer was, moving the season is something that the board of directors would decide. But he did agree that the real problem would be trying to shove basketball, into a spring season with, already you have football scheduled and, on the girls' side, you have girls volleyball scheduled that, it creates a real problem, especially for the small schools, to be able to field, a team. So, that question was asked and, they're pretty adamant. The IHSA is about having the season starting November 16th with games beginning on November 30th. And, and that's their plan, as of right now. And they understand trying to move it again would be, near impossible, especially for the small schools.
And the other thing I saw today, and this is from a report from the Champaign News Gazette indicating that the Peoria Diocese announced or alerted at least St. Thomas, they're quoting a communication from St. Thomas More families that the Peoria Diocese is not going to let those Catholic schools in the diocese play a winter basketball season. So I know in that area, that in our area, that includes like St. Bede Academy, Otto Marquette, all of them in the Western Big Six. I think Bloomington Central Catholic is in the Peoria Diocese, Peoria Notre Dame. So you see those kind of dominoes starting to fall a little bit. And do you think any of that could impact some of these schools' decisions, saying, well, they're not going to do it, so how can we do it? If you understand what I'm saying, long story short.
Yeah, I bet some of this peer pressure will kind of take hold a little bit. You know, I've kind of said all along that I think the more people that do it, you know, everybody kind of gets on board. And, you know, on the opposite side of it, the more people that back away from it and take a step back, you know, you may see other schools doing that as, you know, as well. And, you know, for our private schools in and around this area, I haven't heard anything yet, you know, from the diocese, you know, that kind of, you know, govern this area. So I wasn't aware of the Peoria area. So it'd be interesting to see in the next several days or weeks what this area, yeah, you know, holds, because we've got some great teams, you know, SHG and Decatur St. Teresa, you know, are two ones that are on the, you know, on the tip of my tongue that, you know, or, you know, always play into postseason success for sports and stuff.
Yeah, and that is a report, again, from the Champaign News-Gazette. They were citing St. Thomas More, and they didn't mention any other schools, but they said all schools within the Peoria Diocese, and I just know from memory what some of the schools are within the Peoria Diocese. And the other thing I think about in these COVID times, and we're unsure, we, you know, it's an ever-evolving issue, this pandemic, and there, at least in Illinois, there does not appear to be an end in sight as we speak on this November 2nd, unfortunately, with the cases rising every day here really over the last week. And I don't know if this has been brought up, but and this is just me, Jim Taylor, speaking, when I saw the Chicago Public League say, well, we're going to play in April. And then I see, you know, the IHSA, those that they want to play November, starting November the 16th with games November the 30th. You know, and I'm speaking today, my children go to the Mercer County School District in Aledo, Illinois. Uh-huh. And we just announced today that we're going to go through remote learning through Friday now, because positivity cases are going up in this county. So that would take us through Friday, basically a week out of the high school basketball as it stands now. You know, it's remote learning through Friday. Who knows what happens after Friday? So big question mark here locally. Can we do basketball November 16th if our kids aren't in school? I worry about that. Do you think, or has there been a discussion in regards to a compromise, you think, where you could look at what we, you know, some of these schools, they're just with the numbers the way they are, and we see these COVID mitigations being announced by the more stringent COVID mitigations being announced by the state basically in every region now. Do you think there would be a discussion point of trying to compromise and say, hey, we can't play in November, but please, Chicago Public Schools, we don't want to do April either. Can we look at a January to February shortened season, something like that? Or do you think that's not in the realm of possibility? I know everybody wants a state tournament series. I get it. I want it too. But I'm just worried about kind of the conflict in the different directions we're headed in different parts of the state. Do you think there's potential for compromise between that Chicago element and basically the rest of the state?
You know, I definitely think that if we can't start in November, you know, and if they're saying let's hold off a month, that I think that's the plan we would move with. And even maybe after the new year, you know, as we've been on these Zoom meetings with the IHSA numerous times, and you know, that's kind of the thing. You know, if we have to wait a little bit, then we'll wait a little bit, and if we can get some kind of a season, you know, that's what we want to do. So, you know, I don't think the IHSA is saying, you know, if we don't start on November 16th and games on the 30th, that we're done, we're out, we're not doing it. You know, I think they're willing to shorten the season if necessary and maybe, you know, at least get some games in January and, you know, February. So, you know, I think that's a possibility. You know, as far as the Chicago Public League schools, you know, it's hard to say if they would, you know, 2 months from now say, hey, you know, well, maybe we can do this. So, you know, I'd like to think they would. I'd like to think that if, you know, if things change and we could have a season, even if it was shortened, that the schools would get on board and give these kids the opportunity to play.
All right. Well, man, a lot to ponder in this ever-evolving story. And get some react today from Brent Grisham, AD at Pleasant Plains High School in the west central portion of the state of Illinois, talking about a Zoom meeting today. And I've said it numerous times here locally, Mr. Grisham, I'm glad I'm in small market radio. I'm glad I'm not a school district administrator or a school board member at this time, because, man, tough decisions. And as they say, you're danged if you do, you're danged if you don't. So I wish you the best of luck, and I hope things can work out for student athletes here in the great state of Illinois. Thanks for your input tonight. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And we, us ADs are resilient. We embrace the challenges before us, and we try to make everything a positive, and anything we can give the kids is a plus. So that's kind of how we like to operate. And hopefully it'll keep getting a little bit better as we move on through this school year.
All right. Thank you, sir. Great insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to WRMJ.